The History Man with Terry Kringle.
It's not often that a ghost story looms up in The History Man. But we have one today, and it's not, as you might expect, that of the Mordadu, the fearsome black dog, which used to pester the life out of the castle guards, or something of that sort. Today's is different, and by no means as well known. The ghost is that of a beautiful woman who in life was a lady of the nobility, and she was accused of witchcraft in making an attempt on the life of the King of England. Her story is a mix of established fact and legend and high drama. Her name was Lady Eleanor Cobham, who was the wife of the Duke of Gloucester, an uncle of King Henry VI, and in 1441 she was sentenced to imprisonment for life in Peel Castle for trying to murder the king by witchcraft. The story is that she believed she and her husband would become king and queen if Henry was removed, but the plotters were betrayed. I'm not sure whether the Duke of Gloucester was actually in league with his wife. What I do know is that Lady Eleanor took the rap. She spent the last 14 years of her life in dreadful conditions in what was the ecclesiastical prison within Peel Castle, and died there in 1454. The main account of her imprisonment is in one of the oldest of Manx history books, George Waldron's Description of Life in the Isle of Man, published in 1731. And writing nearly three centuries after events, he told how the spectre of Lady Eleanor could be seen at midnight walking up and down the stone staircase leading to her cell and bewailing her unhappy fate. Things had already been bad enough for her on the sea journey from London to the Isle of Man, especially with a crew that went in fear of her reputation as a witch. She was landed at Port Erin, and then followed an arduous journey overland to Peel. There the man in charge, her jailer, Sir Thomas Stanley, had orders, he alleged in his own account, to treat her with the greatest rigour in a dark and dismal dungeon beneath the chancel of St. Germans Cathedral. Lady Eleanor was found to be a turbulent and resentful prisoner, and she was kept under strict guard in case she tried to take her own life. She was never allowed to leave the castle, and for exercise she was confined to a daily walk, again under close guard. The miracle is that she survived it all for so long. After her death there were more stories to come. The night after she died, a great storm raged across the island for 3 days with a ferocity never seen before. One other account tells us, ever since her death, the troubled spirit of this lady continues to haunt the locality in relation to her long imprisonment, and no one to this day is bold enough to linger on the steps leading to the dungeon at the witching hour of the day of her decease. This led to even more weird and fanciful stories. One of these claimed that her body was cast into the sea after her death, and below the waves she turned into a mermaid who would beckon unwary sailormen to their deaths. There was another story which alleged that girls who saw Lady Eleanor making her ghostly walk up and down the staircase leading to her dungeon died soon afterwards and then became mermaids, of all things, themselves. Well, there it is, a glorious and glorified mixture of fact and fiction, and a story that does hold a certain fascination for people with overheated imaginations. It is, you might think, a much better story than the one about the Mordadu. I certainly think so.